is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Cam.
See, wait. You, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for... Montreal.
Welcome to Queer Core on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal's only queer culture show that bridges any divide between queer sex and radical queer politics. Due to the fabulous nature of queer experience, tonight's program may contain sexually explicit or coarse language. You've been advised.
What's up, everybody? It's the one and only Miss Chris. Back to you at Ask Miss Chris on Queer Corps for CKUT. What's good? So currently you're listening to Manchado. I wanted to start the show by playing Manchado today because sadly for those who were at Chimbitas and are aware, a lot of artists were not able to attend due to immigration reasons and everything. So sending love, support, and lots of love, and especially lots of support. So if you heard the song, if you liked it, it was Asesina by Manchado. So look it up, stream it up, raise it up. I also want to apologize for last week. I am so sorry for not being able to attend. You know, it has been a bit crazy. If you saw me perform at, well, if you saw me hosting Chimbitas, you probably saw me perform at Carte Noire. So the week before was a bit hectic, but glory be to God, we are working. The girl is paying her bills and she's eating. Can I get an amen? And if you heard this lovely laugh, it's my beautiful guest, Glozy, that's going to come up with us in maybe 20 minutes. Glozy, say hi.
Bonjour.
Hey. But back to the recap. So yeah, Carte Noire. Shout out to the Soigne Il Per...
Is that Soigne Il Popolo.
Thank you. Jack is always here to help me on this one. But shout out to them for putting amazing programmation. Listen, programmation. We, first of all, Chimbitas, for those who came and witnessed the greatness. And I'm talking about the greatness from everything that was put together that day. Because, Glozy, you were also DJing for the during the day activities.
Yes.
7 to 9, was it?
Yes.
Exactly. And then there was the panel and everything. And then the show itself, Miss Boogie, came down. And when I saw Miss Boogie, I told y'all it would be such an honor to be able to introduce Boogie, brought the Boogie down herself, Miss Boogie Books. Oof. And she killed it. She did Discipline. She did the song. She did Douche Down, Femme Queen. You know, she had it good. She had it good. Amazing performances. We had Wasisi also from Mexico. It was really nice. Like, I actually enjoyed my time there. Not actually. I knew I was going to enjoy my time. But as a host, the energy that you guys gave, unspeakable. It was just, it was a time to be alive. And then following up to that, we had Carte Noire, same venue, with my house sisters, Sayana and Imani. All of it put together by our beautiful and talented mother, El Barbara. I'm so happy that this came about, and I'm so happy that we got to show you guys something that we had been working on for so long. Because, you know, for those who don't know, well, most of you don't know probably, but we started working on this maybe 3-4 months ago. Like, this had been in the talks for quite a while, and it came through several and different ideas of the way it was going to be presented, but we finally were able to come up with something something tangible, and that was going to be able to be shown. And the come out was amazing. The result was beautiful. I saw the videos. I'm very happy. I want to give a shout out to the people with Androids, because somebody took a video of me with an Android and I was flabbergasted. I felt like I was on a silver screen looking at my phone. You are making me rethink. No, I might not change my iPhone. That's not for me. However, you might make me rethink maybe getting a little Samsung or something on the side. Because that video was, I cannot wait to post it. But anyways, that's my little shout out for the day. But yeah, I saw the video, I saw the footage, and just being able to see the vision that me and my girls were able to put together and really create, because it had been a while since the House of Barbara hadn't done like a performance art piece kind of thing, right? Because the last thing we did technically of that sort was for Théâtre La Chapelle and Danse Danse, which was really cool. You know, I'm still extremely grateful to be able to say that I was in all three versions of Aibubo, and looking forward to the 17th one if we go that far. So it had been a while since we had gotten together to really put on a performance art piece for you guys, right? Because you guys know Sana is an amazing rapper and performer. Imani is an incredible dancer. You girls know me for being a dancer and a performance artist. But doing this as a house, nothing beats it. It's, you know, it's all this creativity and brain and femme queen energy and queer greatness and amazing, excellent blackness put together to, you know, give the girls a show, give the children something to witness, you know?
Exactly.
It felt amazing. So shout out to the whole teams involved. And then, you know, my week was something else. That's why I had to take the break, honey. Now I'm telling you about the shows and the shows and the programmations and the events. I'm not telling you about the show side. Also, shout out to Ling the Free. That's another shout out for the day. Y'all had me booked this month. I've been doing shoots after shoots after shoot, and then I'm realizing, wait a damn minute. All of it is for Ring the Fruit. So now how many times am I going to be in this damn magazine? You tell me. We'll be here to see when it comes out in September. But I had a lot of fun with every artist involved. Designers that was involved in the various projects that I took part in last week and last month. And yeah, in the month of June. It was very fun. So back to the week. Very hectic. But I had to show up to Keta Critters to support and show love to my big sis, little sis, everything in between, Mimi Virus. The night was amazing. First of all, NDQ, it's a safe bet. The drinks are cheap. The people are cute. I mean, the people are cute, but you probably already know them. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's a safe bet. You go there, you sit. First of all, if you see me at NDQ, you know I have my favorite personal spot. You'll find me by, you know, there's a big mirror. You'll find with a table. You'll find me by the big mirror with the table with a chair facing the crowd. Yes, I'm not facing back. I'm facing the crowd because I'm part of it. All right? I might not be on my toes dancing and all because it's NDQ, honey. This is my living room. But that's how I feel. It's home. But I'll be sitting on my chair and I'll... Yes. And occasionally you'll hear me scream, woohoo! It's so close to the DJ booth. One thing I love doing is hyping up the DJ. Miss Glizzy, you've seen me at your sets. You know I love hyping up a DJ. Oh, yes. You'll see me. You'll hear me scream, woohoo, for no goddamn reason. The thing might go down. Woohoo! Here's Miss Chris sitting at a table. Just loud. But anyways, Kenna Critters was amazing. Once again, show up to the party. Show up to what the girls are putting on for you. Because one thing that I love seeing, that I love witnessing, and I will never stop speaking on it, is... when it comes to Montreal, you see how much, especially for the queer community, people actually go and throw events. They throw parties, you know? They do stuff. And we cannot complain about the lack of spaces in the city for queer marginalized people if we don't even support the parties that are held for us to begin with.
Mm.
You know? I'm sure going to, I don't know what these other clubs shout, Appartement 2, so I'm naming them, child. Appartement de Soin and all these other whatnot. I know my girls are not going there. That's a fact. Because most likely my girls are not welcome then. But I hear so many young baby queers or a lot of heathens. This is the season of the heathens. I'm telling you, the heathens AMAPs are out here trying to find themselves. We love to see it. Love to see it. Shout out to the hee-hee-haw. Love you. But, you know, I hear a lot of young gays telling me, oh, they're starting to come out more and they love going to... queer events feels so nice, feels much more, they're more comfortable, right? It's a better vibe. Then maybe come to all of them. The girls throw parties every week.
Every week.
Every week. I know I'm probably outside every week. Child. So come to the girls' functions, support, spread the word within bounds of reason. If it's a party you know is not to be shared, do the math.
Mm.
If it's a venue you know it's a bar that closed at 3, you better be sharing. But anyways, what else do I have to talk about? Oh, for those who don't know, this is a little surprise, but this is a first. In case you don't know, if you're calling up the line, honey, I'm sad to tell you, but ain't nobody picking up. Because this is what? We are on Friday. We are a Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and everything. Yes, honey, and beanies. Friday, not Monday. We are pre-recording, which means that I can get to tell you where I'm going tonight. Oh, yes. Tonight? Well, I mean speaking in the future. I went to... No, that's doing too much. Imagine. Let me cue that So Raven theme song after Raven. But no, tonight I'm going to the No Sleep Party by my sis Sayana at Nouvel Etablissement. It's a pajama-themed party, so you better show up. And first of all, somebody told me, I think it was Tarek that said, so you're gonna be one of those girls that show up with lingerie as a pajama? I turned my head, I said, well, isn't lingerie a form of a pajama?
Exactly.
Right? I don't know. Personally, I sleep naked, so there's no pajamas or lingerie. And thank you,
Glizzy. That part. I'm in the same boat.
You're telling me pajama party? I haven't owned a pajama since fourth grade. It was probably the SpongeBob one. Yes, with the matching little slippers. Mm-hmm, I remember it. Thanks, Mom. But yeah, so I'm going there tonight. It's going to be a blast per usual. After this, I'm probably going to be outside trying to find this damn pajama or lingerie set. Something fitting for the theme. But anyways, we're going to get to the show, but before getting into it, we're going to play a mix that Glossy did for today just for us. So Jack, go ahead.
Pia som na prelimie. Soleil couché depuis 4 heures. Côté m'gale, côté m'rete. Dans toute la ville, la m'a cherché. Malais moi prends tout l'air. Et on vit guichet sous la pluie. Voisinage par coup de pied, l'ijapé ou l'ennui. Bye bye. Pion noir, you prend la rue. Il a envahi, calqué la pluie. Vent soufflé, l'homme est mauvais. Quand notre mouche a viré l'empied.
Yeah. des oiseaux caressait sa peau. Elle bronzait au lait de coco. L'ombre des oiseaux caressait sa peau. Elle bronzait au lait de coco.
Oh,
back to you all with the one and only Glow Z. Girl, this mix. Ooh.
Thank you. For those
who don't know, I have my blonde ponytail. It was swinging. So tell us more about it. Because I want to shout out the last song. Was it Mother L? Wasn't it like the remix?
Yes.
Days K. Right. So tell us more. Tell us everything.
Yes. So basically, a little while ago, like I feel like it was winter 2021.
Yeah.
Elle reached out to me because someone was supposed to do a compa. It did have a beautiful song called Delis Creole, and it fell through. The person just stopped responding. And then she asked me if either Zendoli or myself would be down. With Zendoli, we're more eclectic.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I've been listening to Zouk Compire since I was a baby. So let me challenge myself and make it happen. And that's when I started crafting this remix.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do with the mix that was just played was just to show the main songs that I took from to create the remix, the rework, as I call it. And yeah, it was really a blast. It's my first ever remix as well. That's also been published and
Congrats.
Also put on record.
Yes.
Thank you. So that was great. It took me so much more time because I really wanted to give the best possible.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful to Elle, but also to Hélène and to Honey, who mixed the track.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, I love Honey. Nice.
Yes. I'm grateful to all of them because they really gave me space. I had told them that it was a first for me, and I did push on the due date a couple of times because I was like, this is not right yet. I do not have the break done properly. I really wanted to do the best I could, and I'm very happy with how it came out.
Came out beautifully.
Yes. I did, as a test, I mean, my mom listened to it as well as a very good friend of
what
hers.
What did she say?
She loved it. She was like, Gloria, you need to do like an instrumental album. And that's the best thing you can hear. Because my mom is also very transparent.
Yeah,
like, she wouldn't just tell me that too. Make me feel good. She's about tender honesty.
And especially that music is not like her what she does for a living. So that's somebody that just
enjoyed
it. Like enjoyed the sound.
So I was thrilled. I was like, okay, this is the one. I'm feeling it. My mom's feeling it. That was like the ultimate test for me. Because I do take into account that although I love the music and I was also raised with Haitian culture all around me, I still do not have the embodied experiences of someone who has lived in the country.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I want to do something that honors the culture there, some musical voyages that did take place there, I need to make sure to pass it through someone who has actually had experience and remembers it as well. So yeah, that's pretty much the story of how the Delis Creole rework came to be, how it was created. A lot of nights of just being with my keyboard and doing different keys and then adding different elements that I was hearing in other songs, such as the strings, happy dollar with strings, with brass as well, and different layers of keys. Yes, so
I love that. And then the part, because you just mentioned about, you know, you being Haitian, growing up Haitian, Haitian music was a big part of your upbringing. Would you say that you bring that part of yourself and culture to your music outside of the remix you did today, like just the music you play in general?
I feel like absolutely, because it, how could I say that? It's not as if I was made aware that when Haitian music was playing in the house, like when my mom was blasting her Michel Martelly or strings and company, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is Haitian culture and this is Quebecois culture.
Yeah.
My parents, especially my mom, very early on made me understand that I had different identities that would live together that could be the antithesis of each other at certain times, because I was born in a country that colonized versus my parents who were born in a country that was colonized. But she just made it become me in a sense. You know, I was so used to hearing Orchestra Picana, and then I could hear Mes Aïeux back. Like,
of course.
It was just a beautiful mix of it all. So I feel like just me being myself is me absolutely bringing this heritage with me wherever I go. I do believe that in Haiti also there's this very this inclination to just mix things up. I'm thinking about what we can refer to as Raga Naval, which is kind of a mix of carnival music and reggae. Just feel like merging things together and seeing where they lead you is something that is inherently Haitian, because I feel like it's been done so many times.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, so I feel like that also transpires in just the way I engage with the world, but also with my craft, where I'm constantly just mixing things up and being like, what happens if I put this and this together? Like, oh, this sounds nice.
Right.
So yeah, definitely, I feel like by being myself, I bring this Haitian heritage, but also by just being very keen on mixing and matching things up.
Yeah.
That is also something that is not only inherently Haitian, but I have seen in the culture a lot. I'm just like, you're mixing things up and it's creating amazing sounds, amazing visual art as well, amazing everything.
That's how a lot of Haitian art came to be and its basis. And also I loved how you just spoke about, you know, being born in Canada, because I feel like, especially for the diaspora when it comes to Haitians, there's such it's such a cultural thing to be either a Haitian from Montreal, or a Haitian from Miami, you know, or a Haitian from New York, or a Haitian from Boston.
Yeah.
It's such a very specific cultural upbringing for each. Even though we all grew up Haitian and we all had the same, you know, basis when it comes to the way we were raised and brought up at home, it's so much more very different when you bring that upbringing and you bring it to public spaces such as schools.
Yeah.
Growing up Haitian in Quebec is a total different thing than growing up Haitian in Miami.
Absolutely.
You know, the way we interact with the culture, like cours d'école, like, you know, and the, how do you say that in English, like where the kids go to play after school and stuff.
Yeah, playground.
Playground, on the playground is very different. So I can fully see that it's very close to being a Montreal Haitian, I feel.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of many things, because I do feel like what I'm very grateful for is that I have a mom. She's still here. And amen. I hope that she'll blessed be here be. For a very long time.
God willing, yes.
And what I liked is that my mom, even though she loves her country, she loves where she grew up, was also very critical of certain things that are considered as being normal in Haitian culture that should not be. So I feel like that in itself made my Haitian upbringing quite peculiar, because sometimes I would speak with other friends who were also born here who are Haitian, and they would kind of ask me, are you adopted? Because there was no such things as like being beat up at home, type of stuff, you know, because my mom was just like, why would we beat on kids? Right. Like, they just don't know. So I feel like that also plays in everything I do in life. I'm just questioning what is being normalized, because a lot of times, many things that are normalized are extremely violent and should have never been normalized in the first place. So I did want to do that and just shout out the mumsy as always, because really I'm very grateful to have her as one of the prime person in the villages that have been raising me. But I'm also happy to have someone who is like her, honestly. Just shout out to her.
Oh, we love you, Mama Glizzy. We love you.
Yes.
Let's talk about what you have coming up maybe in the month of July.
Yes.
Is there anything lined up that we should know about already that we can know about?
Yes.
Am I getting exclusivity?
Yes, you are. The posters haven't even been made yet.
Oh, baby, spill. Let me sit back.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Before we get into it, there is no bubbly today, if you guys are wondering. If the bubbly person hears this, come through, Mama. We're waiting for you so I can give you a little shout out every day, every Monday. All right? Because I love tap water and I love burrito water, but I do love a bubbly. Now, let's go back to it. What's going on for July?
Yes. So first, the only day I have is what I have decided to call the beginning of my solar return celebration.
Yes.
So since my birthday this year falls on a Wednesday.
Cancer season.
Yes. on the 9th of July, I actually have two sets in the same day. So I have one that is in late afternoon that would be at Le Livard. And it's for the first event of Where to Party Montreal.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yes, which is, I don't know if it's one person or a group, but I have really created this amazing tool for people who do not know where to go out, where they kind of list the events going in the city. For now, the name of the event is Pantone, just to play with the idea of different colors, so different genres, different scenes being merged together. So yes, my set time is not even confirmed yet, but this will be happening in like late afternoon.
And did you tell it? Can you repeat the date if you told?
Yes, July 9th.
Perfect, July 9th.
Yes, and the night of July 9th.
As we were talking.
Yes, I will be DJing from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. at a new function called System on Saint-Hubert. It's going to be a party. because it's going to be my party.
Yes.
So I'm very excited because I feel like it's just going to be a celebration of still being here, but also of being grateful to have been offered spaces where I can grow, where I can evolve, where I can ask for more, when I am encouraged to ask for more even.
Yeah.
So
asking shall receive.
Yes. So July 9th, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. It's a party at System. I was also kind of told I have unlimited guest list. So if you're hearing this and you want to come shake ass, my Instagram is Glowzee, GLOWZE. Just send me a message and it'll be my pleasure to add you on the guest list to come and shake ass all night long.
You heard the word. You better come out and shake ass proper.
Yes.
I love that movie. You better shake the ass proper. Okay, that's cool. Do you have something else maybe in mind?
For now, that's it.
Okay.
But stay tuned.
Well, I know we'll stay tuned. There's going to be more to catch up with you. Oh, Guzzi, I'm so happy to have had you. Oh, my God.
I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful for you having me as well.
Of course, always. First time on the show. I have to mention also, because sometimes I feel like people, we forget who's coming on the show, because everybody's coming on the show so far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your first time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you have fun?
I did. Beautiful time. I'm always grateful. I really love the way this episode came to be as well.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't know, we were in front of Suoni.
Yeah. It was in front of Suoni. I remember it was like during the Chimbitas, I was doing
soundcheck. Exactly.
You want me to tell the story?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. So basically, I was talking to my friend Ahmad. We're outside. And then I see Glowzee coming out from Casa.
Mm-hmm.
So we're chit-chatting and everything. And you guys know I love to prep the episodes a week in advance. So as I'm speaking to you normally on a Monday, the episode for next week is either already thought of or kind of worked on. But my episode for the week, last week, basically the one that I canceled, well, I'd flopped. You know, it fell through.
Mm-hmm.
So a few days before, when I knew it was going to be falling through, I was like, oh, I need to think of something. And boom, I'm talking to Glowzee and stuff. And Glowzee lets me know that there's going to be a remix with Mother L coming up soon. And I'm like, well, see, just like Kris Jenner. The manager and me. Now, the manager and me saw an amazing opportunity. And that's how I came about. I said, well, Glowzee, what are you doing on Monday? And they're like, oh, well, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, oh, perfect. You're doing something now. And turns out we had to do it on a Friday because we both were kind of busy. We wanted to do it right also.
Yeah.
Because it would have been rushed for the both of us because we both were kind of busy that week. So we took the time to make it happen substantially and just make, you know, give you guys a great content as I like to give you.
Yes. And that's what I love to you. See, I was talking about villages earlier. Yeah. I do feel like just this, you know, people being like, time is an illusion. I will shape it the way I yearn to.
Right.
And I will do things right. I feel like that's a beautiful space to be in. So I also want to thank you, Kris, for being my friend, for having been in the villages that have been raising me for quite a while now. Because Kris knew me when I still thought I was a cis straight woman. So she's been here for a long time.
We came a long way.
Yes.
Now listen, babies. I have to get ready for tonight. As I said, I'm buying lingerie. But before I leave, let me leave us on a nice little song. I was listening to Miss Adele today.
Oh.
Oh, yes, yes. I love Adele, my Taurus sister. Mm-hmm. My Jamaican Caribbean sister.
Not Jamaican.
And the Bantu nuts. We haven't forgotten, Adele. We haven't forgotten. But this one song, I feel like people have forgotten. Because it's not one of her like big singles. But He Won't Go. Here I am writing, Here We Go. This is not time pink. Here we go. Looking. But I'm going to be playing Adele for you guys. Let me play this one song and get the ads out. Chit-chatting with you as we go. So this was Ask Miss Kris with the lovely and beautiful Glowzee, and I'll see you next week. See you soon, guys.
As I lose my mind, reminded by things I find. thy notes and clothes you've left behind. Wake me up when all is done. I won't rise until this battle's won. My dignity's become undone, but I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. So petrified, I'm so scared to step into this ride. What if I lose my heart and fail to climb? I won't forgive me if I give up trying. I heard his voice today. I didn't know a single word he said. Now I'm resemblance to the man I made. Just a vague and broken boy instead. But I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the
teaching the youth about roots and culture. Tell them how to be remember Jah. That's all I need when I am. Well, CKUT is a messenger. Teaching the youth about roots and culture. Tell them how to be remember Jah. That's all I need when I am. Well, 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Raider McGill, blessed love, the messenger. Take it away.
Music and anti-fascism, reflections on the past and possibilities in the present. Join us for a concert July 7th featuring Egyptian Cotton Orchestra, Montreal Free Jazz, Kim Dong Wong, free improv based on Korean traditional music, Skunk Heaven, New York City Noise, on July 7th, 2022, at 9 p.m., La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music, and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Suoni Per il Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
CKUT, les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.
Vous écoutez Les Beaux Sons avec Nathalie DiPalma sur les ondes de CKUT 96.3 FM. Bonsoir, j'espère que vous allez bien. Pour ma part, je suis très heureuse parce que ce soir, on retrouve Joanne Cadorette. Joanne collaborait à l'émission Dykes on Mikes de 96 à 98. Nous avons co-animé l'émission La Balade des Furies de 98 à 2005 ensemble. Elle a aussi fait partie des Mambo Drag King. Elle a eu sa chronique dans le magazine Fugue. Elle a longtemps travaillé à la librairie L'Androgyne et j'en passe. Après 17 ans d'absence à CKUT, Joanne viendra sporadiquement à l'émission pour nous parler de différents sujets et elle collaborera aussi à la réalisation de l'émission. Bonsoir, Joanne Cadorette.
Bonsoir.